Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Week 6 underway last night. Tampa beating Philadelphia 28-22. It was a blowout. Was 28-7, and then you had the backdoor cover if you were paying attention to that stuff. Now, you're going to be there early for the NFL today. I believe you have to get there at 7 a.m. to get ready for a really who cares game. Miami, Jacksonville, yes. And London.
Right. Don't God, say that. It's so, hey, man. It's a good time to work on your abs then, okay? I just think that it's football. It's a Sunday morning game. We got to be there early. We're going to do a half-hour pregame show.
I'm going to watch it. Everybody's going to watch it.
Watch it. Come on.
But it's not – there's no juice at all.
Right. Juices. Well, whatever. No buzz, whatever. But it's still a game, and it's still – my job is to show up and work with the boys. So it's a good job. It's a great job, and it's a fun job.
Yeah, absolutely. So they'll have that to kick off the day. All right, so let's go through some of these games. All right, you got Green Bay at Chicago.
I love this game.
You love this. Is this a throw out the record spot?
Well, this is the oldest rivalry in the NFL, by the way. And Justin Fields is starting for the Chicago Bears. And it seems like that Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams have now finally hit their stride. And the Bears' defense has been unbelievable. They've been assaulting people. I don't know if you saw their game last week against Derek Carr and the Raiders, but I think Derek Carr got hit like 12 times.
Yeah.
And, Aaron Rodgers a little bit better than Derek Carr for sure, but this is a huge game for Matt Nagy and for the Chicago Bears. They're going to struggle with Justin Fields, a quarterback. They're not great offensively, but they're great defensively, and they have been great defensively. And it's at home. It's in front of their fans. It's one of those, it's one of those rivalry games.
Yeah, of course. We all know Bears, Packers, of course, big deal.
Right.
I'm curious to see how good the Bears are, and this is one of those.
Well, they don't have the quarterback to go toe for toe.
Litmus test?
Litmus test game.
Litmus test for the Bears?
Yeah, well, he's a kid, and, he's struggling. There's no question about it.
Struggling. Yeah.
Yes.
That's
an interesting game to me.
Yeah, okay. It's not a, it's okay. I still think that the Packers should win, will win, whatever. Cincinnati at Detroit. Now, normally at the face of this, you're thinking, all right, Bengals are having a really good year. Detroit's having a terrible year. You had the coach crying. Detroit has been right there a couple of times.
Could be an upset game.
Yeah.
Could be an upset game.
I'm kind of feeling that it might be.
What's the number on this game?
The number on the game... So it's the Cincinnati Bengals, and they are going to the Detroit Lions. I mean, their head coach was crying, for Christ's sakes.
And Jared Goff, look, for all his naysayers and everything else, he has not been bad this year. He's kept them in games. He's given them an opportunity. He's smart enough to play. He knows what he's doing. He's just not an operational on quarterback. That's all there is to it.
Bengals are favored by 3.5.
Yeah, that's interesting.
3.5.
Yeah, I could see this one coming down to the last possession and a field goal winning it.
Yeah, well, if it's on the other end again, Dan Campbell might retire at that point. He can't take another one of these things if the Detroit is on the losing end of it. Houston, Indianapolis is, I'm only paying attention to it because it's a knockout pool situation.
Yeah, my insider is telling me that that's the lock of the week.
It's a big number to cover, though.
Yeah.
And you're telling me, so that's the lock of the week?
All of a sudden now, picked up.
Wait, hold on. The insider's back now?
Which game is this now?
Houston at Indianapolis.
And what's the insider saying? Take Houston?
No, take an Indy.
Oh, even though it's a big number to cover.
Yeah, because Indy was coming off of an absolutely brutal defeat on Monday night. And they know that their season is on the line.
Yeah, I thought they said never take the Monday night loser.
No, that's not what 10. The insider's telling me.
The insider's saying... Take the 10, huh? Or lay the 10, rather. Lay the 10, excuse me. Lay the 10. the insider.
I am not going to ignore inside information again.
You did it the first time.
I'm not going to do it a second time. I'm going to listen to the insider.
Oh, 10. Another backdoor situation. You just got burned with a backdoor last night. Can't get burned again with another backdoor.
Yeah, but if he would have taken the under, he would have split his bet. He would have been fine. He wouldn't have lost anything.
Yeah, but he didn't.
All right, but I'm just saying. That's
Davis Mills looked good against Patriots.
He did.
They were up in that game.
They were.
All right, you're telling me. Is the insider as confident about this game as he was Rams-Seahawks?
He told me he felt really confident. Like when he was over the top confident about the Rams, I didn't get that feeling. I just got the feeling that he was really confident about this game.
Do you hear that, Al? Not as confident as Rams.
Yeah, but still very confident.
But still very, very confident.
Yes.
Okay, that's an insider game. You know, Kansas City better watch out with this game.
At Washington.
They
yes.
better watch out. Now, I know the Washington defense hasn't been good this year, but the Kansas City defense is probably the worst in football.
I went back and looked at the New Orleans-Washington game just to see what Jameis was doing.
Yeah.
And Sean Payton was up to his old tricks with all these different disguises and all these different plays and all these different ways of doing things. And he was all over Jack Del Rio's defense, meaning that he knew exactly what he was doing. And Jack Del Rio's defense is a mess right now.
Yeah.
And they are like, they had Landon Collins. I could not believe this. So every Giant fan likes Landon Collins. We all think he was a good player when he was here. He's just not a fast player. It's just not like 4.3 speed or 4.4 speed. He is slow. And for some reason, he's within 8 or 9 yards of the line of scrimmage, and his responsibility was deep middle. And the wide receiver for the New Orleans Saints just went like right to the middle of the field, and there was nobody there. And, you know, Jameis just lets it fly. It's like it was like pat and go before the game. And Landon Collins is trying to run back to his position, trying to pull a Troy Polamalu, and he couldn't do it. I mean, you watch this play, there's just no way.
Yeah.
Like, Landon Collins has no chance.
No shot. Yep.
And that was Deontay Harris who made the catch. But it's amazing how screwed up the Washington football team defense is.
I know. We thought it was going to be one of the better defenses in football coming in.
Later in the game, they had a trips to the left, and Marquez Callaway was lined up inside. And he just went like a little swing route to the sideline. And the guy that was covering him had to go over the two inside receivers, like a double rub. And I'm like, that should be passed off. It should be like, you know, defense 101. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And the guy's standing there wide open for a touchdown. So Washington is a mess, and now comes, you know, a team that's going to put up 35 points on them.
Man, I don't know. The Kansas City team.
I don't know. They'll put up 35 points on them.
They're retiring Sean Taylor's number. They decided 3 days ago.
Oh, all right.
Deflect.
Doesn't mean
don't
anything.
Look at the emails. Look at this. We're doing something nice. Look at the emails.
Yeah, don't look at the emails.
Look at the shiny object over here. The emails are over there. Look over here. Shiny object. I swear.
There's a lot of emails.
Yeah, there's more emails than I think anybody wanted to even see.
Right.
All right. So one of the only few cool games of the week is Al and Jerry talk about Chargers and the Ravens. Man, this is going to be awesome. This game is going to be tremendous. This should have been one of the 4 o'clock games for crying out loud. But it's not.
Yeah, it's a 1 o'clock game. So you have a West Coast team coming east playing at 1 o'clock. I thought we got away from that.
Yeah, I guess not. So
that was 2 years ago. That was the big thing. Or 3 years ago, was that? That was a big thing like 3 years ago.
It was.
We're going to stay away from those kinds of games.
Well, it happens with the Rams and the Giants, too. It's the same type of thing. Same thing.
So maybe the Rams are sleepwalking and the Chargers are sleepwalking because they're starting games at 10 o'clock their time?
I don't think so. But, I mean, if one of those teams is going to have it, because obviously the Giants are terrible, but if one of those teams is going to have an advantage, it's going to be the Baltimore Ravens.
I know one thing. The Chargers do have a pass rush. They do have that. The Indianapolis Colts didn't have any pass rush on Monday night. So they'll have something for Lamar, but this should be a high-scoring game.
Two MVP candidates battling it out.
On CBS.
Yes, on CBS. Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson on Red Zone Channel.
Right.
All right, Vikings, Panthers, who cares? All right, Arizona, Cleveland.
That's a great game.
Yes. Who would ever thought, after all the years of ineptitude, that one of the best games on the slate in 2021 would be Cardinals-Browns?
And where's the pressure point on this one?
The pressure point on this one is going to be on Baker Mayfield.
You're right, 100%. Yeah. And, you know, are they married? Is that his wife?
Yes.
All right, so she's on
commercials?
She's on commercials. She's also on Twitter battling people.
It's not his fault, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Well, it wasn't his fault. He had a point this time.
I know, but just turn it off.
No, they won't.
Your husband's making millions. Yeah. You're making millions. Stop.
Stop it.
Stop with the social media, Al, please.
I can't take it.
So there's a lot of pressure on him because another Oklahoma quarterback is in this game, and that would be Kyler Murray. So two Oklahoma quarterbacks going after each other, so Kyler came right after Baker, and they'll be on the same field, and Kyler will be doing Kyler things. You know, but this is a game where Kyler's got to be careful because Myles Garrett is prowling. Now, I don't think Javon Kearse is playing. I'm not sure yet, but Myles Garrett is the guy that is like the anti-Kyler.
Talking about Clowney?
A Clowney, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Jadeveon Clowney.
Jadeveon Clowney, right. Oh, I said Javon Kearse.
Yeah, I was like, Javon Kearse retired in like 2008 or something. See,
that's the concussion that I took when I was with the Jets.
Oh, geez.
Jadeveon Clowney. But anyway, but Myles Garrett is the anti-Kyler Murray.
That's
a great game. How about the Raiders at the Broncos?
Nah.
Rich Bisaccia.
Rich Bisaccia's debut.
Come on, man.
You know what I like a little bit better?
We're going to have a whole discussion on John Gruden and all the emails.
Yeah, it's terrible. The one I like a little bit better is I want to see if Bill Belichick can slow down this Cowboys offense. That's what I want to see with Dallas and New England. And I don't think that'll be able to. I think that's a SmackDown spot. I think Dallas goes up there, smacks them down.
Well, you know, the Patriots have two wins. You know who they're against.
The two wins that they are against, they beat, who did they beat?
I don't know.
The Jets, that's right. They beat the Jets, and they beat the Texans.
That's right.
Yeah, they stink. Told you, Pats stink.
No, they're not. They don't stink. They're close in every game. They should have beaten the Bucs.
Close in every game. You're a moral victory guy now?
I'm not a moral victory guy, Pats but this is a show-me spot.
It's not a show-me spot. It's a SmackDown spot.
It's a SmackDown
this
spot.
This is
a SmackDown spot.
This is a real Super Bowl contender in the Dallas Cowboys.
You're just mad that Cam Newton's not playing quarterback for the Patriots.
Nah, I'm tired of Mac Jones already.
Why are you tired of him?
Boring.
He has been taught.
So boring.
He has been taught critical Pat theory. And he is robotic and he is programmed
to
become the next great quarterback for the Patriots.
I don't like it. Quickly, George in Stamford. What's going on, George?
Hello.
Hello. What's happening here, Georgie?
I did the film study. I got a clear-cut way to beat the Rams, the Giants to beat the Rams. We need all of the Tri-State Giant fans to come together. Go full Bill Belichickian, pull the fire alarms at the hotel, get the Craig Carton microphone out till 3 in the morning, sabotage the buses. That's the way we're going to beat these Rams this weekend.
Yeah, that seems like a real Hail Mary there for you. You ever get the fire alarm pulled on you in a road game?
Yes.
Multiple times?
Yes.
Did it actually work?
We're up at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's
and then did you, but you couldn't like go back to sleep and stuff?
It's a pain in the ass. It really is.
Oh, man.
Do you remember the cities?
New England.
Pre-Belichick?
Los Angeles.
Okay.
Cleveland.
Wow!
Houston.
Oh, my goodness. You have a vivid memory of all of this.
Yeah, it happened like 10 times.
Wow. That really does happen.
Oh, it happens.
Oh, my goodness. I wonder if it still happens today.
Yeah, I don't know.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth.
So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Because the Jets don't play this week, it is tough to find. There's two games that are easy to pick this week, and those are the two cool games that you guys did. Then the Giants, which is three. To find two other interesting enough games to
pick. The Broncos and Raiders aren't interesting?
Nah, they really are not. No.
Bears and Packers not interesting?
No, the Bears are involved, no.
The Bears are never cool.
We have rules.
Cowboys, Patriots are not interesting.
That's interesting.
I'll take, yeah, that's a good one. We could do that one.
Chargers, Ravens?
Yeah, well, that's an obvious one.
That's a good one.
How about Vikings, Panthers?
No.
No interest.
Sam Darnold. No. Kirk Cousins.
You know, I tell you, bowl me over with the mediocrity.
That's the charisma bowl.
Yes, exactly.
The other one I kind of like, though, I kind of like Bengals, Lions.
Yeah.
Kind of like that as an upset.
Not a cool game.
Not a cool
game. We could pick it.
But maybe we pick it. All right, Jerry, what's going on over there, man? By the way, Giants-Rams tickets we are giving away in the next 15 minutes or less.
We are powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. We're also brought to you by Jackpocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone. All right, you're talking week six in the NFL, so we will start there once again. Bucks-Eagles last night at the Link, and another slow start for Philadelphia, allowing Tom Brady and the Bucks to pretty much roll. I know it looked closer with the final score, but the Bucks go to 5-1.
Brady sends Evans in motion. Handoff, right. Fournette takes it in. Fournette, a locomotive. Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that was his first of two. Leonard Fournette would score a pair. Tom Brady would throw for two, and the Bucks would hold off the Eagles 28-22. As the Bucks have won 5 of 6 to start the year, and Philadelphia reeling a little bit. They're now 2-4. Thought they would actually play better after that come from win in Carolina last week, and it took them a while to get going. Tom Brady doing Tom Brady things. 297 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, though he was intercepted one time, which is rare at this point. And Antonio Brown, a big game, had a touchdown catch as well, 9 for 93 yards. Here was Brady. He says his club got out to a really quick start and then realizes how Philly made it hard on them.
I mean, they played tough. They got a good front. You know, they really clogged up the run game in there, and we just didn't hit as many passes as we needed to. So I thought they did a great job.
A very
Brady did something for the first time in his career last night.
Yeah, first time in his career. Yes. 81% passing completes. What was it? Pass completions?
Yeah, over 40 attempts.
For over 40 attempts.
But, yeah.
But what was then? That was 81%
that was it. Completion
percentage.
The fact
that he was over 80%?
Okay. The fact that he had thrown 40 attempts in this game and he completed over 80% of his passes was the first time that he had ever done that.
I saw those, and he's only doing it at the age of 44.
I mean, it looked great. Looks great, and he had a bad thumb, too, coming into the game from the previous game. And
oh, yeah,
it's a short week.
And a bad thumb.
Bad thumb. It well, looks, they're still
look,
winning.
Looks unbelievable. Just makes it look so easy.
How old is Jalen Hurts? 23?
23, 24.
So he struggled last night. A little inconsistent for him.
He's inaccurate.
Yes, 12 for 26, 115 yards passing, one touchdown, one pick. But he ran for 44 and a couple of touchdowns. But he knows that is simply not good enough.
And we all know it's a team sport. It takes a collective group. It takes all 11. But that one and that 11 is me, and it starts with me. And I will be better.
I appreciate it, man. The Buccaneers possessed the ball for almost 20 minutes more time.
Yeah, crazy. I think it was 39 and a half minutes to whatever.
That's why you got to convert on third down. I think the Eagles were 3 of 10 on third down.
And Bucs cornerback Richard Sherman did leave the game with a hamstring injury. Giants-Rams on Sunday. I'll give you one from Saquon Barkley, who certainly looks like he won't be playing this weekend because of the ankle injury. He says he didn't say depressed, but he's basically saying he was fighting depression this week after the injury.
When you get hurt, you have those 1 or 2 days. When it's an ankle sprain, obviously it was a knee injury, it's probably a little longer. But you have those days to reflect and feel bad for yourself and have that why me mentality. But you can't keep that.
And can't keep that. Got to move forward. Got to get himself better. God, the more you see the replay, it's just bizarre. Him running into, just stepping on Jordan Lewis's
foot. He hasn't officially been ruled out, but he's not going to play.
But he hasn't practiced at all.
He's
all
not
week.
Playing.
Yeah. Guys, he's a running back who relies on his ankles to cut.
Agreed. That's why we said we don't think he's playing.
Yeah, we just gave
him
the
facts. He just hasn't been ruled out yet.
Officially not ruled out, but he's not playing.
I would be surprised if he plays next week against Carolina.
It does look like Daniel Jones, though, will play Sunday against L.A. Baseball-wise, the story last night in San Francisco, it was a winner and advance, loser head home. So you had two teams, a combined 213 wins this season, going head-to-head, and one game was all that was remaining in terms of advancing. And for the Dodgers, it was them. They get a big base hit from Cody Bellinger in the top of the ninth, and then with a guy on first and two out, Wilmer Flores was facing Max Scherzer as the Giants' final hope. And by the way, take notice of how stunned Charlie Steiner is. How the game ends.
0-2. Scherzer to Flores. Just outside. He went around. Strike three. Gabe Morales, the first base umpire. The Dodgers are going to the National League Championship Series.
Yeah. Charlie Steiner, Dodgers radio. Flores rung up on the check swing that really wasn't. But that's the way it goes. 2-1 the final. Here's Gabe Kapler. That was a brutal ending.
Super tough. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you don't want a game to end that way. I know these guys work really hard to make the right call, so it's super challenging.
But as Greg will point out, they probably had money on the game. So.
Yeah, of course. No, I'm just kidding. Everything's fixed now after I watched that documentary. That's what I think is going on.
That
backdoor cover was fixed. Last night was fixed.
Courtesy of MLB Network.
Everything's fixed.
Here's Trey Turner. He's enjoying his time with L.A., and really it was his first time into a postseason against the hated Giants. He says nothing easy about playing and beating that club.
It's been a grind. You know, I think we obviously have a good ball club. We won a lot of games, but so do they. And you know, in the postseason, anything can happen.
And for them, it was advancing. That was Turner on TBS. Up next for Cody Bellinger, the Braves.
Yeah, it's going to be another good one. It's not going to be easy. We played each other a few times the past few years, so we kind of know what each other's got, and we're looking forward to
Someone
it.
Someone should tell them Tony said they're going to be in the World
That's
Series,
right.
so it
you
should
have
be
to worry
asleep.
About anything.
Yeah, that was Bellinger also on TBS. Tonight you got game one between the Red Sox and Astros. They play in Houston. I have not seen the starting pitchers announced for this game. I'm sure they did, but I have not seen that yet. The Yankees not renewing the contracts of Marcus Thames, their hitting coach, or their third base coach, Phil Nevin. And Mike Schilt is a free agent manager, as he was let go by the Cardinals after a 90-win season and a wild card appearance. So see ya. You're out. And Tony La Russa says he will be back next season with the White Sox. Preseason basketball, Nets beat the T-Wolves 107-101. Everybody's favorite player around here is Kyrie Irving. He had that video on Instagram the other day. Steve Nash was asked about it.
Were you apprised of what he was saying? And did that kind of jibe with everything that he had told you? Or did you find any of it surprising and startling?
To be honest, I didn't listen to it.
No, not at all. It sounds like he wasn't interested either. Here is Kevin Durant. He says things could be better basketball-wise.
This is not the ideal situation coming into the season, but, you know, some of this is out of our control. So what we can do is come in and focus on our jobs every single day.
And the media seems stunned that Durant wasn't angry with the whole situation. He says he simply wouldn't.
Life is amazing, so I can't be too mad at somebody making a decision for themselves. You know, that's who am I to get upset at that, you know?
Couldn't agree with
him
more.
That's a mature answer,
yes,
yeah.
It is. There you go. There's the leader of the Nets right there.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
That's all.
Yeah.
That is it. And the Knicks tonight take on the Wizards. The Hornets, by the way, signed guard LiAngelo Ball to a non-guaranteed contract. But he's expected to play for their G League team.
Okay. Still in the mix, though, there with his brother.
He is in the mix, but he is not there quite yet. And since we really haven't had time for it, but we do here.
And Aaron had to stop. And the lead to Heiskanen. Could we get him back? Heiskanen scores! 138 of overtime. Miro Heiskanen scores
and wins it.
It's tough.
That sucks.
Yes, 3-2 in overtime. Heiskanen, the game winner. Now, give the Rangers credit. They get a point. They were down 2-0 in this game, correct? They battle back. Chris Pryor, the game tying goal.
Were all over the Stars. And, you just got to score goals. They hit the post. They missed open nets. They had unbelievable opportunities. They had 33 shots in this game. If they play like this, they'll be fine.
They'll be just fine. So they got 1 point through two games. They'll be fine, no
Stay
doubt.
Out of the penalty box. They gave up another power play, so the penalty kill sucks right now.
Yes. The Islanders lost to the Hurricanes 6-3. Gave up a lot of goals. Nino Niederreiter with the goal in the second.
Nino Niederreiter, he used to be an Islander.
Yes, he did. Well, right now he's
Nothing sucks more than having one of your ex-players come back and haunt you.
Barzell, Nelson, and Lee with the Islander goals in the loss.
At least their top guys got some goals.
They did get some goals, but they gave up more. They gave up six of them.
And good for Anders Lee.
Back. Yeah, fully back from
the
injury.
And then getting out there and scoring.
And the Devils will try to score tonight as they have their season opener against the Blackhawks.
Yeah, let me ask you, this Nils Lundqvist of the...
he had a tough one last night. But then Patrick Nemeth has got to throw the puck to him, not at his feet, at his stick.
That's not what I was going to say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He looks like he's eight.
Yeah, I know. He's a young
Swedish
kid.
We're getting old, dude.
No, do you see how young he looks?
He's a young Swedish kid. But all these kids.
Zach Wilson looks like he's in high school.
But Zach Wilson looks like a senior when this guy looks like a freshman.
Well, this is when Kaapo Kakko got here. He looked like now he looks like a man. He's playing great. It's going to be good.
Are we talking about Nils Lundqvist?
Yes.
Yeah, this is like pre-puberty kind of stuff.
This is the Swedish Ranger defenseman that's on the third pair. Last night had a puck hit him in the feet and ended up on the stick of, I think it was Foska.
Foska? Foska.
A lot of Finns and Swedes on this.
That was correct.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's got to be the youngest looking kid in pro sports.
See, here's the difference. So he makes his debut as a Ranger last night, and then Peterson makes his debut for the Stars last night. Their debut guy scores a goal. Our debut guy gives up a goal.
Damn it.
Jesus.
I hear you, man.
Yes.
Listen, it's two of, 82, so you'll be just fine.
Yeah. I heard the guy driving in. You're not going to get it in time, but there's something else where I'll play for him. But the kid was driving in. What was his? Brian McKean.
Yeah.
Brian McKean was on the overnight. He's a huge Ranger guy.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm expecting more from Nils Lundqvist, who won the Swedish Defenseman of the Year.
That's right.
He won the Swedish Defenseman
in the Swedish League, yes.
What?
Yes.
It's the NHL, son.
I know, but it's a highly regarded professional league in Sweden. That's why he said what he said.
Swedish Junior Defenseman of the Year
or
something?
And this is his first game last night.
Expected more out of that kid.
He had a puck thrown at his skates. He couldn't handle it, and then it ended up in the back of the net.
I like
that.
That
was your third pair of defensemen on the ice, and it ends up with a goal in the back of your net. It just happens.
All right, fine. Just happens. There's a clip from him, though, too, talking to a caller where I swear there was like the ghost of Mike Francesa went into his body.
Really?
He said okay after like three straight sentences.
Okay.
Okay. He's like, I'm an EMT. Okay. And you'll hear it. We'll play that for you a little bit later.
Right. Can't wait for that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I was just insulted at the vending machine. We don't have any more of the Voss water back there, unfortunately. So
I was wondering, why is that?
Yeah, we got to figure that out. So you got to figure it out.
I'll have to talk with Vicky, who works in the office. She's normally our Voss connector.
All right.
Liaison.
So I'm...
Let's get that cranking.
I'm thirsty. I'm looking around, so I'm like, no Voss water. So then I go over to the little water thing in the cubby hole here, and I look underneath it, and it's just, I can't get water out of there. There's all sorts of hair and schmutz and
hair.
It's just, it's growing stuff in there. So I look underneath it, and it just...
It's a scientific experiment or something?
If you swab that thing, there's no way that it is clean and healthy.
Why doesn't Spike swab it?
I mean, it probably doesn't even look. Nobody looks. They just hit the button and they get the water and they think everything's great. And they're just, they're drinking bacteria.
We should swab it and we could send it away for a COVID test and see what comes back.
That'd be great. One of those pixel lab situations.
Yes.
So I don't have a single on me. So there's seltzer because, I'm doing a keto, no sugar, no nothing, no diet sodas, no crap. So there's seltzer in this one here, but you can't use your card. So I'm running back to the kitchen to try to get this seltzer at the other vending machine all the way back there with the card. Card reader not working at that vending machine. So as I'm sitting there waiting to see if the card reader works, I'm looking at the vending machine to try to get my zero calories, zero carbs, zero everything seltzer water. And a woman walks into the kitchen, looks at me and goes, "What are you getting today? Sugar or salt?"
Oh, boy.
And I went, "Huh?" I said, "Actually, I was getting a seltzer, which is, I believe, zero calories."
So you had a judgmental woman attacking what you look like.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too. I think you should report that.
I think so. It's just sugar or salt today. So I'm like, neither. And she goes, and I said, "But the card reader's not working." She goes, "Oh, that's not fair." Then I thought she felt bad because I was making a healthy choice. She goes, "That's not fair." Well, that's too bad. I'm sorry.
If she felt bad, she would have bought you the seltzer.
Well, that's what she said. If I had a dollar, I'd give it to you. That's what she did say after that.
Oh, there you go.
So she insulted me and then felt bad. If I had gotten like a peanut butter cups out of there, she probably would have spit on me.
Right.
But I swear, this is like the female Al Dukes. Very thin and very judgy.
She sounds wonderful.
Very thin, very judgy, and then saying stuff to people's faces. But no, she was nice in the end, though. But I did felt judged upon. The other thing is driving in. Tell me this Brian McKeon is not morphing into Mike Francesa. So a caller calls up. So this is our overnight guy, Brian McKeon. I like him, did a nice job. And he was our EMT when I ate the buffalo wings.
Yeah.
So he became an EMT during the pandemic. And some guy calls up and he's talking about how COVID isn't real and all of this stuff. And one of these guys. So then Brian McKeon launches into this thing about how he's an EMT. But I swear he sounds just like a 24-year-old Mike Francesa.
Let me tell you something from my own experience, okay? As I explained prior, I became an EMT during the pandemic, okay? I was out there helping people. I experienced the coronavirus head on an ambulance. I've been on coronavirus floors in hospitals, okay? I've seen it firsthand. Take it from me. Everybody can tell you how serious it is. I've seen it firsthand. I've been in front of these things firsthand. I've seen it, okay?
I mean, is that not perfect?
That is perfect.
I've been there, okay? I have been there. I have seen the ventilators go in, okay? I have been there. I'm an EMT now. Okay? So you can't tell me it's not real. Okay? Because it's real. I don't think you've been there and seen intubations live, because I have. Okay? So don't tell me about anything, because you don't know and I know. Because I'm an EMT and you're not. Okay?
I couldn't believe it.
Wasn't it?
Perfect.
Yeah. Even better than the sometimes I oversell these things. I mean, this to me was absolutely perfect. I've been there, okay.
So how long has he been doing overnights?
He had his first show when Spike was giving everybody a show.
Okay.
And then Spike liked what he did, so he brought him back for another show.
Okay.
So he was on last night, because I guess Sal is off.
And he was promoting a future show that's coming up.
Was he?
The not-too-distant future.
Well, now that it's football season, Sal's Sunday night through
Thursday
night for his 5 days.
Oh. Okay, so Friday morning we're going to get either Brian McKeon or somebody else. They're going to throw in there. They're going to throw in there.
Okay.
And we'll see. Okay.
Okay.
I'm an EMT. Okay. That was like JJ and Mike came together and had a child. Okay. I'm an EMT. Okay. I saw coronavirus firsthand. Okay. I was riding in ambulances. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Were you in a COVID ambulance? Okay.
Okay.
No. Okay.
He does have a point, though.
No, okay. Of course. No, the point aside. I know. But it was just all.
Okay.
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 Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. All right, let's go to where do we want to go here? Dan in Connecticut. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Nothing. Love the show. Got a quick question for you. Diehard Giants fan. It's been a tough season so far. If the season continues to go and the losses continue to mount, and the Giants go in another direction for a GM, where do you think they go? Do you think they go internal, or what do you think are some of the good options for candidates?
External guy they had was George Young. Everybody since then has been essentially internal.
Well, Dave Gettleman was here prior.
Internal guys that have had an understanding of how the Giants run the organization.
Sure.
Which is one of the reasons why it's very difficult to bring in an outsider.
But maybe it's time to change your processes.
Well, we'll see what happens when the season is over and they end up, figuring out where they end up in the standings. But
I'll tell you what type of guy it's going to be. It'd probably be the opposite of Gettleman. It'd probably be a younger, more analytic-driven guy as opposed to Gettleman, who was super old school.
I just don't see them bringing in somebody that is a complete wild card that does not have some sort of relationship along the lines with the Giants, if that's the direction they go. I'm not so sure they'll go that direction. I mean, Andrew Thomas looks like he's a hit.
Hey.
Kadarius Toney looks like he's a hit.
He's definitely a hit.
Darius Slayton was a hit. Evan Ingram, I know you guys are all frustrated about him and everything else like that. Drops passes. So I don't want to even go that way. But there have been more misses than hits, but Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley are the big two.
His career will be defined as Giants GM by those two guys.
And, they haven't been able to get a pass rusher either. That's the other thing.
Well,
and this is a franchise that has been known for linebackers since the 80s and just has not been able to find somebody that can get after the passer since JPP left.
Anthony in Hawthorne. What's going on, Anthony?
How are you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Quick question before I get to my point. This Brian overnight.
Yeah.
We need to know if he has ever had contact with John Lennon and if he helped hook him up to a ventilator during this COVID.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
Real question. I'm sorry. Boomer.
Yeah.
Quick question about hockey.
Yep.
I don't know anything about hockey or football because I didn't play either, but which game is more taxing while you're playing? And I have a follow-up question to that. Which one exhausts you more? Is it hockey? Is it football? Which one is going to make you exhausted during the game?
Honestly, Anthony, I would tell you that it's an 82-game hockey season, and these guys are balls to the wall for 60 minutes a night. And guess last night went into overtime. They're hitting just as hard, if not harder, than football players are at times. They get hit with pucks. I mean, there's all sorts. They're very, very similar in terms of the taxing nature of it. It's just that they have a longer season.
I don't know if this is a possible solution, because I know a lot of people are talking about how hockey is boring and such. What do you
Who's talking about hockey's boring? Who said that? I didn't hear anybody say it. People are talking. People are talking.
People are talking.
Where are you hanging out, Anthony, with very boring people?
No. Eddie said, make sure you tell Boomer that hockey is boring before you start your point.
Oh, yeah. Well, then you just lost me at boring, Anthony. I appreciate
that. One second. Please, let me finish my question, please. Do you think that hockey would be they would get more viewers if it had maybe two halves or shorter intermissions? Because with the second intermission, you're kind of tired after the second intermission. You didn't want to watch the third period.
All right, Anthony. There's a reason the intermissions are a little bit longer than normal. It's because they have to cut the ice with the Zamponi, and the ice has to dry. So So they're not going to come out on the ice when it's wet.
Okay.
Got that?
Okay.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. All right, it is Boomer and Geo on the Fan and
by the way,
CBS Sports Network.
Hockey's not boring.
No, you're not getting it. You got it. All right. We've got a huge 9 o'clock hour.
Baseball's boring.
Yeah, that's true. I can agree with that. Baseball's boring, okay? Huge 9 o'clock hour.
Yes,
we're giving away Bill Burr tickets.
Okay.
Damn it, it's an epidemic now.
Yes.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.